You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, Michael. You know what, Michael? So I didn't tell you this. I didn't tell you this. You're best dressed today.
Even though it's
hurting. So you're winning there. The suit's great. Okay. The whole
I appreciate it. Though I hate that laugh, I'm glad it's here today, still with us and giving it to us. But
I forgot two doctors, Dennis Pullen and Dr. Matzinger and Virtual Hospital in South Jersey. I want to give them some love because they definitely helped me as well, because they know how important it was for me to be here today to be able to laugh at you. Goodness. And so I remember when they were helping to take care of me as well. Well, I said, I need to get back to that man right there. You understand? So I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned all the folks, everybody I could that helped me get. Because, see, I want to, and I want to thank the producers here, too. Because, you see, this is the kind of stuff that touches my heart.
What?
The fact that they played that video, Mike, saying that nonsense, encouraging people to get their tickets.
I didn't
ask for that video, but my man Sam Tanucci and James Dunn, even though James Dunn get on my damn nerves because he acted like Georgia really won the title. I mean, Alabama down.
You hear it, go
dogs.
They just down.
James Williams.
I mean, it's all right, though. Georgia, congratulations. But James, to get the video together to show the hypocrisy, the ignorance, the stupidity of you supporting your Dallas Cowboys the way that you did.
I just had that nice moment. It's like Jekyll and Hyde, so
beautiful. Had everybody with him.
Hold on. I'm not trying to have Dallas Cowboys fans with me. Can I say this?
What?
You know what I really regret?
What?
You know when the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Rams a few years ago in the playoffs? I was at the JW Marriott downtown, literally standing at the front door in the lobby waiting for Cowboy fans. Don't you want to take a picture? Don't you want to sit here with me? And I wish I was in Dallas yesterday did you see all of those fans crying? Did you see them? The ladies were crying. Dudes were crying. Did you see?
You couldn't have really been happy, Saturday.
Molly.
Wow, Dak Prescott.
Molly, from my soul, I was so happy.
Look at her.
Greatest fans in the world. The greatest fans in the world.
Hail Mary's our Father, Son, the Father.
Where's the last guy? Where's the dude that was crying at the end?
They deserve better. Y'all deserve better.
Show him. Hold on. Let's take a moment, y'all. Let's watch this. There he is. Oh, this is beautiful. I mean, that's how I want Cowboy fans to look.
Ooh,
look at them. Look at that. I mean, it's beautiful.
This is
beautiful. Let me tell you something right now. They deserve it, man. They deserve it. You know
they
it.
Do not
I know it. Yes, they
do
they
not.
Do.
I can't. I can't.
I'm like
not.
Tin Man.
They're the best fans in the world, man.
They're delusional.
It hurts me right now.
But I will tell you this.
Felt that, man.
Something happened yesterday. That's breaking news. Do you know last night was the first night in my life?
Yeah.
That the Dallas Cowboys lost, their season was over, and I didn't hear one Cowboy fan say, you know, we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? I didn't hear that yesterday. It was the first time. So maybe the delusional element of Cowboy fans has dissipated or evaporated. But let me tell you something right now. Could y'all do me a favor, please, because Stephen A's back. Stephen A's back in the house. Could you please show just a little bit of montage of those fans again?
I mean,
can we get some music?
Stop.
Can we get some music?
Hold on. hold on, Michael, I'm talking to you. You know what I really was sad is I really felt like this was their time. Like, this was the
moment. Play that music louder.
With this talent.
Louder. Turn up the volume of the music.
Oh, my God. This hurts me. These are the best fans in the world right here, man.
Look at
oh, my God, man. I can't believe y'all putting this up, man. I can't believe y'all ain't playing this. This was not part of the show. This was not part of the show.
He hijacked
the show. This is not part of the show.
I actually had a question. I'm so sorry.
There is one of this middle-aged white dude that's leaning over the railing, and he's crying. Where's that one at? I need to see it.
It feels so good.
I mean, where is it? Listen. All that happened. Listen, at the end of the day, Michael Irvin, all that happened.
Boy, that hurt for real.
Listen, keep showing that, because I'm going to keep asking that.
Stop playing that. We ain't keep playing that. Stop playing that. Come on.
At the end of the day, no one died. All that happened was the Cowboys showed you who they truly are. Again, that's all that happened. All that happened was that they brought you back to reality. To reality. Ooh. I mean, that's all that happened. So when you go out to California, you do your NFL Network show. Great, great show, by the way. And y'all, especially when y'all outside in that field, I want you to run those routes and show them how to catch the ball.
You guys have a nice setup.
Do you know that Rich Eisen made more catches on that outside football field than CeeDee Lamb did yesterday?
This is your day.
I watch my boys because I love Mariucci and Kurt Warner. I love them too. Did you see them yesterday?
I watched Countdown as well. I flip back and forth, right?
Right. So I'm watching and I tweet.
Yeah.
And they play the tweet, right? And I'm talking about, let Michael Irvin bluster all he wants to. He nervous as hell. He know what's coming, right? And he tried to deny it and tried to blame the SA syndrome and all of that stuff.
All of that was real.
Right? Kurt Warner and Mariucci went like this. And I've never seen them do this before. They went like this.
He might have a point.
he might have a point. I mean, that's going to be a tough one for the Cowboys. And they tried to be as diplomatic. And it's nice because there's such great. See, we had Kurt Warner on here. Yeah. Mariucci is very
people.
Mariucci's a great guy. Kurt Warner is a great guy.
Great people.
And what they did was they had compassion because they knew what was coming. They knew what was coming. But guess what? I won't.
First of all, that fan base does not deserve
yes,
that.
Yes, they do.
They do not deserve that. Listen to what you're saying. You're saying because they are great fans and love their team that they deserve pay.
No, because they're delusional.
That hurt me to the core. I was getting emotional watching that. That hurt me to the core for real. For real, that hurt me. Seeing those fans like that.
Come on, y'all.
Oh, my God. I wish I could fix this. Oh my God, man. Those are great people.
That's beautiful. This is beautiful, man.
Joker gonna hijack the show with this man.
They in the house. That's what I'm talking about. Look at her. And look at the sister right there. That's my favorite one right there. She looking at y'all ain't worth a damn. That's what that look is. That's what that look is right there. Leave it to the sister to be real, right? You see that? Oh, is she showing with the blue wig on? Look at this brother right here.
He's joking.
I'm done. Let's go to break.
This is beautiful. This is a beautiful touching day. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
That's Folly. Folly, what is going on here, Mark?
I can't.
It's beautiful. Don't y'all love it? What's the problem?
There's a reason I'm in this position. honestly.
Do you see him crying?
Because my kind heart.
Those are real tears.
To make up for your black soul. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Bill Belichick's return to the playoffs post the Tom Brady era was short, but he's already looking forward to next season. Belichick, the NFL's longest tenured head coach, notably once said he didn't plan to coach into his 70s, but now he's softening that stance as he turns 70 in April. Age ain't nothing but a number.
You personally, like how you feel about coaching? I'm just listening to you. It sounds like you're sort of ready to turn the page to 2022 and sort of go through the process. Like, is it safe to say this is still something you want to do in 2022?
No, I'd say that would be accurate. Last night's game was the least competitive game that we played last year. So, again, is that what we are, or is that a bad night? We'll see when we start playing again next year, I guess.
Yeah, I need to know this quickly. Is Bill Belichick emotional in real life? Does anyone know that?
Can I say this to you?
Oh, God, no.
Can I say this real quickly to you? I really like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I've met Bill Belichick at Boston Celtics games. Yeah. Completely different personality.
Yeah.
Approachable, kind, personable.
That's why I asked.
Listen, when he's at work, he's all business. Yeah. But I don't find – I actually enjoy when I meet Bill Belichick. I've only met him on two or three occasions.
I was curious if that was just business.
I've only met him on two or three occasions, but I thoroughly enjoy it. I really do. I like Bill Belichick.
Right. Yeah. But you can appreciate people that go – that strive for greatness. Yeah, that's what he is.
And it works. He's all focused, all business. All right, he's one of the best ever. But, Stephen A., has Belichick won his last Super Bowl?
I'm afraid I believe so. Let me say this. I believe that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach – probably in the history of the sport. Mm-hmm. I don't just respect him, I revere him. And I think that he did an outstanding job this year. And to see his team thoroughly outplayed like that Saturday was disappointing, but make no mistake, they lost to a better team. You want to hold something against Bill Belichick, what you hold against him is his decisions as an executive, you know, in terms of drafting wide receivers and stuff like that. But here's the ultimate indictment against Bill Belichick. Tom Brady is doing what he did. And because of your greatness, you didn't want to look at this dude's greatness and say, you know what, let's ride this wave and let me listen to this dude that I tutored. You see, because that's the unforgivable sin in all of this. Molly, if you're a boss and Michael Irvin works for you, and you nurture him and he grows under your tutelage, his success is your success. Mm-hmm. Why be threatened by that? Why want to sever those ties? They're an extension of you. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, in the end, didn't look at Tom Brady like that. And so when Tom Brady goes elsewhere at age 44 right now and still doing what he's done, it's been phenomenal. But ultimately, why I feel the way that I feel about Bill Belichick and the Patriots not winning is because look at your conference. Patrick Mahomes ain't leaving Kansas City. Josh Allen ain't leaving Buffalo. Mike Vrabel ain't leaving Tennessee. Justin Herbert ain't leaving the Los Angeles Chargers. And by the way, Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase ain't leaving Cincinnati.
Just do the right thing and come back to New York.
So I'm just saying, when I look at the AFC, and then I look at Mac Jones, who I genuinely like and think has a lot of promise. I'm just looking at what I'm seeing around the rest of the conference, and I'm like, Mac Jones, as good as he can be, he ain't those dudes that I mentioned. It's too many in front of him, and I think that's the difference.
And if we had taken Tom Brady and looked at Tom Brady early on, we would say he's not going to be Peyton Manning and all of those other guys that were throwing the ball all over the field. I don't know how we're even asking this question after the season Bill Belichick just put on. After 1 year away, Bill Belichick has his team right back in it with the rookie quarterback who we can all clearly see is going to be very good in this league moving forward. He fits perfectly for what they are doing. He's doing it again. And what I mean by doing it again, he's building like he built before. Tom Brady started out playing this kind of football, and they were winning with defense, running the ball. And Tom Brady was, let's not make many mistakes. Just don't lose the game for the team. That's how it started. I thought this was an incredible job by Bill Belichick. And all those names you mentioned, Justin Herbert, all of those guys that you say Tom has to worry about, they have to worry. Or that you had said Bill has to worry about, excuse me, they have to worry about Bill. Bill had the number one scoring defense this year. Yeah. The number one scoring defense. When he gets this young man up to speed, and I do admit this, he has to get him some more outside help. He has to get him some more outside help because those teams you're talking about now, they're explosive. They're scoring. This is why Tom Brady said, we can't do it this way. I need more outside help. That's why I went and picked the team that had three number one wide receivers on them over this New England Patriots. So they will get more outside help. Absolutely. Absolutely. Bill Belichick will be back in the race and have his team right back at another opportunity to get back in a Super Bowl. No doubt in my mind.
I'm with you. I can't ever count out Tom.
I don't know how you can count them out after the year they had, going 10-7. And at one point, they were first in the division, had a chance at first in the conference.
Steven's basing it on the AFC, so I get that too. All right, we'll leave it there,
guys. I'm sure you wish he was the coach of the Cowboys.
What? No. Hey, that's a conversation now.
We're not talking about this. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Michael, you should have taught them the rules. What's going on? See, good
is
to see you,
dude,
sir.
Still
yes,
going?
He's got the Cuban. Oh yeah.
Oh,
are you kidding? This is gonna last a good solid month.
Better rough one, RC.
Yeah.
Hey. Better rough one.
Playmaker.
It's been real.
Playmaker, for Stephen A's first day back,
I know.
To be when the Cowboys lose in the playoffs, I'm telling you what, man, if that's not TV justice, I do not know what is, man. Welcome back, brother.
I appreciate you, Brian. I appreciate you, RC, and thank you for doing the great job that you was doing while I was out, man. You were phenomenal, man. I really
appreciate you. No doubt, man. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, him and Dan helped
him and Dan,
down
him
for
and Dan
sure.
A lot.
Yeah, they did.
They should have their own show.
All right, let's get to Mike McCarthy though, fellas. Obviously, he's under a lot of fire right now. Dan, mm-hmm. I'll start with you. Do they need to move on from their head coach, the Cowboys?
You know, it's so hard to say a man should lose his job. I mean, Irv knows this, Stephen A. knows this. It's hard to sit here and call for a coach's job, but Mike McCarthy has shown this ineptitude his entire tenure at the Dallas Cowboys. There's been clock management issues. There's been situational football failures. There's been games where this team doesn't seem prepared. And the undisciplined nature of their play yesterday. 14 accepted penalties, continuing drives 8 times for the San Francisco 49ers. Those things are unacceptable. And to be at the end of this game and not have a mindset that you understand what you need to do in order to give yourself a chance to win, that is totally on the head coach. And so I know the players have to execute. I know the players have to play. And Dak Prescott should understand that 4 seconds, you don't have time to spike the football. You have to go all verts and try to get a shot in the end zone. But these are all things Mike McCarthy should have had set up. These are all things Mike McCarthy should have his team prepared for. And think about this. Think about how important seeding is. Because you lose to the Arizona Cardinals at home, by the way, you only muster 20 points. At home, by the way, you end up being the seed that has to play the San Francisco 49ers instead of being the 2 seed where you would have gotten an opportunity to play the Philadelphia Eagles. You don't think that's the team you want to play over the San Francisco 49ers? But because you don't take care of business, right, because you're unprepared, because you lose, you're now playing a team that's one of the hottest teams in football, one of the most difficult matchups in football, and you lose at home. You got a $140 million quarterback. You got a $100 million wide receiver. You got a $100 million tackle. You got a $90 million running back. And you score 17 points in a home playoff game. That's a problem. You're an offensive coach. You're a coach that's supposed to be able to delegate. You're a coach that's supposed to be able to prepare. You're a coach that has failed the entire year in situational football and clock management. Mm. And that's the way you lose. I've said it on this show before. Mike McCarthy's the worst coach on the team. Mike McCarthy was going to cost them a game. And he did both of those things. If Jerry Jones wants to win, while he could still be here to see it, Mike McCarthy can't be the coach. Okay. And whether it's Dan Quinn, whether it's Kellen Moore, wherever you want to move, it has to be on from him.
Go ahead, Mike.
And that has something to do with it, what we're talking about, wherever you want to move on to. Mm-hmm. When I start talking about, do you get rid of Mike McCarthy? Mm-hmm. You know, all of those things, all the bad decisions Mike McCarthy, and I call them bad decisions, not mistakes. Those are bad decisions. You should have been prepared for them. Going down the stretch and all those missing timeouts, not having a timeout to challenge that fumble that was a fumble. Right. You can't defend that. You cannot defend
it. Right.
So when we start talking about, I look at what do you have coming if you do get rid of Mike McCarthy.
Right.
Do you get a Sean Payton? Then I say, yeah, you get rid of Mike McCarthy. Right. You get a Bill Belichick? I say, you get rid of a Mike McCarthy. But if you're not getting one of those guys, you put a lot of what goes on in office on Mike McCarthy. I put that on Kellen Moore. We're singing the praise of Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. We're ready to make him a head coach. A head coach right now.
Okay.
He's running that offense. Mm-hmm. Not Mike McCarthy. He's running that offense. Mm-hmm. An offense that just did not show up. You mentioned all those $100 million players did not show up.
Right.
Yes, that's somewhat on Mike McCarthy because his job is to motivate, not just make decisions, design. His job is also to dig down inside each one of those guys and bring out the best, and he's not doing that. But I don't know, where do you go? If you don't get me somebody like a Sean Payton,
I know where you go.
Get me somebody like Bill Belichick, then I'm not willing to make a change right now.
I know where to go. I know where to go. But before I go to answering this question, let's go to the videotape. Can I get that, please? Can't get that.
Oh, don't start.
Can't get that.
Man,
can't get a video.
Man, can we
do that?
Come on, man. Can we talk about football here, man?
This football. This football. That's at the Cowboys.
Yes, he was the saddest one, though. He hurt me.
That's the one I was looking for right there. That's the one I was looking for. I was waiting for that. We didn't have that in the montage. That's the one right there. That one right there.
I never cried when my team lost the game.
Hey, you remember Eddie Murphy? Remember Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours when he said, "That right there, that's the Iceman. That's him right there. That's that guy. That's the photo. That's the video."
Bro, you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong, dog.
Now let me get to answer this question, right? I know where to go.
I don't remember the question now.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Molly. I got it. I got you. Here's the deal, y'all.
Too much energy.
Let me tell you why Mike McCarthy, and again, we take no pleasure in anybody losing their job. We want him to get the check, feed his family, the whole bit. Let me tell you the number one reason why Mike McCarthy needs to go. Because most instances, when something goes wrong with the Cowboys, we don't even know if he's responsible.
Mm.
What does he do? We know Belichick's responsible. We know Tomlin's responsible. We know Sean Payton's responsible. We know Andy Reid's responsible. Hell, we know Ron Rivera's responsible. But every time something goes on with the Cowboys, is it Kellen Moore? Is it Mike McCarthy?
is the player? Is it Jerry Jones, Stevens, Jerry Jr.? Who the hell is it? We don't know. So guess what? If you don't know, that means you don't have a leader. And if you don't have a leader, what you missing? It's very simple. You all blustering. You each other.
Why do you let me finish.
Mike McCarthy, I'm saying if Mike McCarthy leaves, what difference does it make? Now, I agree with you. Kellen Moore got interviewed by Jacksonville. He's supposed to be getting interviewed by Chicago, Minnesota. Even though they had the number one offense in points and yards, I'm not impressed with what I've seen from Kellen Moore over the last 8 weeks. Dominic Foxworth was absolutely right saying that this morning. I haven't been impressed with what I've seen from Kellen Moore the second half of this season. And by the way, nobody brought up that his ego, Ryan, might have gotten in the way, because why are you calling a quarterback sneak with 14 seconds left? You know why? Because you want it to be impressive as opposed to having your mind on winning the game. I'll tell you where they need to go, Michael Irvin. How about giving Dan Quinn the job?
Yeah, I agree.
With the job that he's done on that defense?
I agree.
The job that he's done on that defense. And leave Kellen Moore there. How about giving Dan Quinn the head coaching job? He took him to a Super Bowl. Now, he blew it. But Kyle Shanahan was there, too, when they blew a 28-3 lead against New England in a Super Bowl. But Quinn took you to a Super Bowl. Why not give him the head coaching job?
And listen, man, and first of all, when you talk about Dan Quinn took him to a Super Bowl right now. But he got fired last year.
So, wait, I know, but hold on.
He didn't get fired for no reason, so don't act like you're putting somebody that's pristine in front of me.
No.
Why don't you take him? He's pristine. I gave you Belichick or Sean Payton.
Well, you can't get them.
I understand.
Don't ask me
to run to somebody else that you think
that
just messed up last year, messed up his job.
So what?
Let me tell you the one thing also that matters, happens in these situations. And we're seeing it around.
And by the way, you don't get to raise your voice today. You better be a bit damn. You want to calm down. You better calm down. Speaking of moderate talk.
I can't raise my voice.
No, you can't. Not today. You need to be timid. You need to be timid. You okay? Go ahead. You know I'm right, RC. He better not talk with a bloviating. Sticking out your chest.
Let me tell you the one thing that also matters in this day and age that we're seeing all around the National Football League. That little fake love we got Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. I don't know what kind of love they got over there in Green Bay. It matters how much the quarterback and the head coach and all the coordinators gets along now. And Dak happens to love Kellen Moore, and Dak happens to love Mike McCarthy. That I just want to put out there because obviously that matters in this league.
Playmaker. Dak loves everybody.
Yes.
Dak is one of the most unproblematic people that has ever walked the face of the earth and worn a uniform. Dak don't beef with nobody. If Dan Quinn becomes the head coach, guess who else Dak gonna like? Dan Quinn.
That's
because
right.
Because Dak likes
totally
everybody.
Correct.
The bottom line.
When that happens, I'll see it. But right now, I'm giving you facts. You're telling me possibilities.
You ain't giving us no facts.
I am giving you facts. I told the Dak. I know how
Dak feels about Brian gave us facts.
He's giving me possibilities.
Brian Cartman gave us facts.
Michael Irvin doesn't like your suggestion. He's not co-signing your suggestion right now, and that's really what it is.
Right. I'm just saying I'm not ready to just say, let's move on.
You know why, Molly? Because if he's not fired, Michael Irvin still has to go to that building.
That's right.
And Stephen A. and I don't.
Ryan
so
Clark.
Michael Irvin just wants to make sure that the playmaker, the Hall of Famer.
I'm answering this. I'm the man on the walls with all the Super Bowl rings in Dallas, so I don't want to hear nothing. Mike McCarthy don't run Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin runs Michael Irvin. Ain't nothing he can do. I've already put my foot in, laid my foot and left my footprint in the sand just to make sure you know that. Now let's get back to talking about football.
You lost credibility, Mr. Cheerleader.
I lose credibility.
Because you are a cheerleader. Let me tell you something right now. A cockroach can walk into the Dallas Cowboys facility and Dak Prescott will give him some food. That's how pathetic Dak Prescott is when it comes to anything Dallas. He ain't saying nothing bad about nobody. A roach could be in a Dallas Cowboys facility, and Dak Prescott would not even call an exterminator. He'll sit up there and say, he ain't bothering nobody, leave him alone, just because he's on a facility.
He's a good man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Chiefs blew out the Steelers in what was most likely Ben Roethlisberger's last NFL game. Although Big Ben has yet to use the word retire, his postgame presser, sure sounded a lot like a goodbye, while he also said he's looking forward to the next chapter. So obviously, Big Ben, an incredible Hall of Fame career, 18 years with the Steelers. But what does life look like for the Steelers after him?
The same if they don't address their issues. They better improve the offensive line so Najee Harris can run the ball even better because he's an absolute stud. Their defense better not be aluminum no more. Get back to being the steel curtain, the steel city. Live up to your personality, not aluminum. And by the way, I want to state this. Mm-hmm. Go get Deshaun Watson or go get Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. One of the two. Mm-hmm. You got to get a quarterback. A quarterback who can throw, who's also mobile. I don't want to hear about Mason Rudolph. I don't want to hear about Dwayne Haskins. Hell with that. Yeah. You got to go get
a
quarterback.
But Deshaun has the legal issue.
I understand that. Listen, I don't give a damn. You got to get him and wait. I don't give a damn. You got to get him. You got to get him and wait for 8 games or whatever it is. You got to get yourself a quarterback to have a future. You didn't want to push Ben out the door. Ben's a 2-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer, great guy. We understand all of that. But he was never the best quarterback in football in his career. And with respect, I say this. He stuck around a little bit too long, and that curtailed Pittsburgh's ability to find his successor. They got to get a quarterback.
We'll get into this a little more throughout the week. But, Michael, can I transition to another topic that I want to talk to you about, sir? We have a playoff game right here on ESPN tonight in ABC. It's a good one, the Cards-Rams. Mm-hmm. Michael, who do you think's under the most pressure?
Mm-hmm. Oh, in that game?
Yeah, even just team. Which team is under the most pressure?
For me, in this game, I think it goes falls on Sean McVay. Sean McVay has done everything, brought in all of these players, leverage everything the Rams have to win right now. Mm-hmm. You put everything into this quarterback right here, Matthew Stafford. You have to show up. They have to win this football game. And the Cardinals can still win this football game. I'm taking the Rams to win the football game, but the Cardinals still have the ability to win it. But it'll take a phenomenal game. Right. It'll take a Josh Allen-type game by Kyler Murray to win. He's not just got to throw the ball. He's got to go rush for about just about 100 yards in order
without
for the
DeAndre.
To win this game.
Yeah, and you're right. They put their chips in where they got Von Miller. Right. They got OBJ. The Rams are
all. I got an answer. What? But I just had a quick question. Were the game okay?
Were the game this game so far?
So far?
Yeah.
Oh, Cowboys ain't there. I just want to throw that out there.
Let me say, you
owe people money. They got non-refundable tickets. Anyway.
I'm talking about the playoff game that's on ESPN tonight. I'm not talking about the Dallas Cowboys. They're dead and gone.
I just said they're not there to be. They're not going to be so far. They're not going to be so fly so far. Now, Matthew Stafford, clearly more pressure on Matthew Stafford. You know why? Because of the way he's played this year. Yeah, 41 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, threw for over 4,800 yards. I get all of that. But you know what you were brought there for. He throwing pick sixes. He's making pivotal mistakes.
Matthew Stafford has been in this league for over a decade and has never won a playoff game. Ever.
Well, we say hidden behind Detroit, but now he's about to be exposed.
You know what? You had opportunities to win when you were in the postseason. One of those times it's going to be Dallas. You didn't do it. The bottom line is this. You're Matthew Stafford. At some point in time, damn, you got to win one playoff game. And I don't know if he's going to beat Kyler Murray tonight. I don't think so.
All right, pick a game.
You're picking the Cardinals?
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Wow, and you're taking L.A.
I'm taking the Rams to win the game.
What's the tougher matchup?
I want Jalen Ramsey to win. I love Jalen Ramsey.
The winner is going to have to face Brady and the Bucks.
And the Rams are the tougher matchup. The Rams beat them earlier this year, like week three, 34-24. Yep. They don't want to see the Rams. And that was with a better stacked deck than he has right now. Tom Brady.
Right. On a different note, because you got to get ready to get on out of here.
You bring up the Cowboys. I'm walking off the set.
Got a lot. LeBron James. Allen Iverson, you know, the Denzel Washingtons, the Jamie Foxes of the world, people like that. All these Cowboy fans, I can't find them. Y'all can walk away. Go ahead. I couldn't find any of these people.
Y'all don't want to talk to me. It's over, dog. What's the deal?
Show over. Don't block the camera. Where you at? Where's all of Cowboy fans?
Time to go home, dog.
How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? Ha 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 ha